My name is Zhaoying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhaoying. My iPhone auto-correct Zhaoying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe.
Shi means dead body. Shi means 10.
10.
Shi means shit.
Shi
means yes.
Shi means yes.
Shi, 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 shi.
Shi, 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 shi.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's shit.
Damn. That sure is hard.
Hi, guys. Guess who's here?
Hey.
My favorite.
I'm here again.
Your favorite.
Ni hao.
Godfrey, the best comedian in the world, who is teaching me how to speak English.
Yes, always.
God, when we were saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 10 is 10, right?
10 is
like,
10.
Like when we say she's a 10, 她是个十, right?
她
is she. 她是个十 means she's a 10.
Okay.
But 十 means 10, but 十 means shit.
Wow, 十, I gotta take a 十.
Yeah.
Or I gotta take a, I take 十, take 10, like take a break.
Yeah.
Let's take 10. Let's take a shi. Let's take a shit.
Yeah.
So shi, wait, shi is shit.
Shi.
Shi.
Is shit.
Oh, shi. Oh, so that you can almost pretend like shi.
Shi.
Like you shitting.
Shit.
Shi.
Yeah, shi.
Uh oh. I got a shi.
Yeah.
And then you go shi.
Shi.
Shi. Shi.
Is 10.
It's 10. Shi.
You
10.
Go up. Shi.
Oh, that's this. It's this accent.
Yeah.
Shi.
Shi.
But shi.
Shi.
Is shit.
Like a V. Shi.
No, shi is the
shit.
Is shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Shi.
Shi is shit.
It's like you shit and then it goes up the toilet. You flush
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Shi. And this is shi.
Shi. Yeah.
Oh, shi.
Shi. Shi means yes.
Well, but what about I am? Well, shi.
Shi means yes.
Okay.
Shi. Go down.
Wait, shi.
Means yes. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Down is shi.
Shi means dead body.
Shi.
Like it's the one like shi means dead body.
Shi means yeah. dead body.
Dead body, yeah.
What the fuck?
So
it's like okay.
Shi.
So
yes,
shi,
there
shi.
Is a shi.
Did you take a shit by a dead body? Shi, wait,
in 10 minutes.
Shi, I took a shit. I took a shit.
Yeah.
No, I took a shit.
Yeah.
By a shit.
By a dead body.
By a dead body. That's incredible how
yeah,
many
so
meanings.
Shi means dead body. Shi means 10.
10.
Shi means shit.
Shi
means yes.
Shi means yes.
Shi, 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 shi.
Shi, 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 shi.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's shit.
Damn. That sure is hard. Jesus.
Yes. The Chinese
wow.
is hard.
Woo, Chinese is so damn difficult.
It's just crazy. I think I can tell you the numbers, like E, right? Or it means one.
Right. E,
san,
san,
si,
wu,
liu, qi,
bao,
jiu,
shi.
Like
shi.
Shi.
Yeah, shi. Right.
E means one, also means clothes, E.
So E means clothes.
Or one, E, like clothes.
E, because I know when you draw it, it's the
e,
actual
yeah.
line,
but
and
another,
there's two and
another
up to
one
three.
Is the same pronunciation, means clothes. But E means anti or moving.
Wait a minute.
E means
wait,
I saw the E.
Wait. Mm-hmm. E means what?
E, like go up, or like
what?
This one, means moving.
That means you're moving
or,
around?
Or yeah, or an ant.
Or an ant. So both... Up means ant or moving.
Yes. And
E
means E way, means I like I thought or like
you thought?
Yeah, like E way, yeah. And E means
E
means 100 million.
E means shit, that's 10. No, that's 1. Wow.
100 million E. Like if you go E.
100 million means E
or memory.
Or it means
it's so crazy.
Or it means memory?
Yes, it's so crazy. And Chinese people say crazy things when things happen. Like if you are getting married, at the wedding, we just go directly to the newlywed.
Yeah.
Not looking at the husband, staring at the wife in her eye goes, 早生贵子. I hope you give birth to a son soon.
Okay. What the hell? You hope you give what the say that again?
Like I hope you can give birth to a son soon.
So a son soon, what's that?
Like you can give birth to a you can have a baby boy soon.
Oh yeah. Oh son soon. Okay.
I hope you can have a baby boy, not a baby girl. Like,
but what does that have to do with E?
I'm just saying, like, the Chinese saying, not just the word have so many meanings, but during weddings, like, or funerals, we say weird shit. We don't say the things in American, you know, congratulations, you're getting married.
You say,
like, if you don't have a son soon, you're
damn
deep shit, bitch.
Wow.
Right?
Shit.
Yeah, you be
shit. Deep shit.
Or 十个儿子, 10 sons.
十个,
10 sons.
十个.
对.
十个.
Yes, it's
that's
crazy.
Ten, that's son, 个.
个, 十个, 10, 十个儿子.
十个.
儿子 son.
Ours. 十个儿子. Jeez.
Yeah, and if somebody dies in China, in a funeral, you don't tell them, sorry for your loss. You say, 节哀顺便, is like accept the change and... don't
move
be
on.
Too sad. Move on.
Little bitch. Damn.
Yeah, little bitch. Like, why are you crying?
You guys are cold-blooded.
Really crazy. Chinese
sorry
really
about
crazy.
Your loss, but quit acting like a little bitch and move on. Shit.
We don't say sorry for your loss. Like, that's life changes. Move on. Don't
what's,
cry.
What's, how you say stop acting like a bitch?
别像一个小婊子一样.
What the? Say it again.
I was... 别像.
别像.
Don't act like means 别像.
别像.
一个.
一个.
Means one.
一个. 别像. 一个.
一个. 小.
像
means little.
像
婊子
婊子
means 妓女 it means whore means slut bitch.
Okay, so let's do it again.
别像
别像
一个
一个
小婊子
小婊子
yeah.
Yeah, you heard that? 小婊子
小婊子
小婊子 小婊子 一个
oh my 一个
一个
一个 两个 三个
一个 一个
yeah, 一个
do it again
一个 别像 一个
别像
别像一个小婊子
小婊子
Don't act like a little bitch or...
Oh, wow, that's
Chinese
crazy.
Chinese is very brutal.
It's so... Oh, my goodness. It's more, the most complex, and it almost doesn't even make sense.
Yes.
And you this... and you get taught it. You get taught, and so you remember. Is it more... Do you think it's more... It's because you remember, not necessarily like... Does this make any fucking sense?
You just remember it. You assign meaning to situations. Then you just understand why it means that. And also the way you write every character means different things and have different pronunciations and also mean different things in different sentences. It's really...
Damn.
It's really, it's a lot of work. And the Confucius things are so deep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you said impersonation.
I'm dying to do some Jason Statham.
Jason Statham?
Jason Statham?
Statham.
Statham.
Have you practiced? Did you practice the ones we did before at all? Like
Steve
Harvey?
Harvey? Let me think. Can you teach me again?
Okay. This is Steve Harvey.
This is Steve Harvey.
Welcome to the Family Feud.
Welcome to Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Top five answers on the board.
Top five answers on the board.
Here's the question.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do this one.
You're like, it's like you're coughing. You gotta, it's like, that is the funniest thing I done heard.
That is the funniest thing I ever heard.
That is the funniest thing I done heard.
That is the funniest thing I done heard.
That I done heard. Now you know what you done did.
Now you know what you done did. Now you know what you then did. I'm going to close my eyes because my Chinese ear is...
Shit.
Oh, shit.
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 Oh. Okay, now we'll try something else. All right, we're going to do... Let's see. We do it... We're going to do Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp is a former athlete, but he's a sports commentator.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on this show, And he, and his partner's name is Skip, Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless.
But he has a kind of a, not a list, but he'd be like, now you follow me and say, listen, Skip.
Listen, Skip.
I want to explain something, Skip.
I want to explain something, Skip.
Listen, Skip.
Listen, Skip.
Now, why listen, you want to? Why you gonna do that, Skip?
Why you gonna do that, Skip?
Skip, I got. I'm very disappointed, Skip.
Skip, I'm very disappointed, Skip.
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 Listen, Skip.
Listen, Skip.
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 Oh, come on, Skip.
Oh, come on, Skip.
Oh, really, Skip?
Oh, really, Skip?
Yeah. Skip. Come on, Skip.
Come on, Skip.
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 Scalp.
Scalp. Listen, I'm going to tell you something real quick, Jiaying.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something real quick, Jiaying.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I love China, okay? I love China. I love Chinese people. I love Chinese food. But Skip, listen, Skip.
But Skip,
I'm going to tell you
listen,
that
Skip.
I can't really trust all of them, though, Skip.
Skip, I cannot trust all of them, Skip.
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 Hi, Skip.
Hi, Skip.
Bye, Skip.
Bye, Skip.
See you later, Skip.
See you later, Skip.
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 Skip. Skip.
Oh, fantastic. So can you do any voice? Do you know of any voice you do just in general or no? Or you're just, you don't really.
I just love to listen to it. I'm just very bad at it.
Is there any like famous, maybe Chinese
Marilyn
actors
Monroe?
That you can imitate in Chinese while they're speaking? Do you know any actors that you go, I would sound like them, but I'm doing it in Chinese?
Yeah, I can do that.
Like whom? Name somebody you that a Chinese actor, you go, oh, blah, blah, blah.
But it's in Chinese. So
right. That's what
anything.
I mean.
Yeah.
Imitate them in Chinese.
Yeah, let me see.
Who can you imitate? Like,
but they are you.
You say, "I love this actress. She's this. And this is how she talks." Or it can be like,
or like there's a there's a Taiwanese actress. She speaks like a little girl, but she's an old lady.
Okay.
She just pretend she's like a little Barbie.
What's her name?
Lin Zhiling.
Lin Zhiling.
She's like, "Oh, 哥哥, 我好怕怕哟." Hapa, like oh, big brother, I'm
keep
so
going,
scared.
Keep going, yeah, go. I like
Ge-ge,
that.
Go, hapa, yo. Oh, what, hapa, what, like, don't touch
me,
I'm so shy.
You can imitate that.
Yeah,
that's
I can't speak English.
So, can you imitate? Is there any man, a funny character that's a man that you can imitate? Maybe.
Yeah, like Chinese? There's a Chinese, I would say, like, situation, sitcom, like, people from the Manchuria district, like they
Manchurian
speak,
district.
They have
okay,
their
they speak?
Accent. They like a big brother. What are you doing?
Yeah.
大哥，干嘛呢？
Okay, that's a Manchurian accent.
Yeah, 大哥.
Yeah, like, 大哥.
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 正常呢？正常呢？ Like they speak like a, we would say it's like a really not classy or elegant.
Oh,
it's like really
like,
rural.
Oh, it's.
It's like a Kentucky accent. It's like a.
Oh, they're like
rural,
country.
Country, very country.
It's almost like country.
Come on.
Come on.
拐卖，慢点走。
Wow, it's like twangy.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, some people like, man, I'm from Kentucky and I really feel real happy to be here. And it's like Chinese,
man,
you're
I'm
like.
I'm from Kentucky.
And you're like, Chinese, you're like, man, dude, I'm from.
大哥，干嘛呢？
东北人。东北人。东北人。But are you speaking Mandarin?
Yeah.
But it's country Mandarin.
Yeah.
So there's hillbilly Chinese people.
Yeah, they, yeah.
They be like, 我是美国人. Yeah, yeah. 中国，你好.
Yeah, 这美国人。And in Beijing, they just speak with like, they think they are better than other people.
Oh, Beijing, because they are the biggest, right? Yeah, the biggest city in China. Is that the biggest city in China? Beijing?
I think it's like, is the capital.
It's like the New York.
It's capital.
Of, yeah. Oh, yeah. Beijing, but is it like the New York of,
yeah, oh yeah.
Of China, right?
It's, yeah, it's like New York. Shanghai is probably like New York.
Shanghai is more New York. Yeah,
yeah.
Shanghai has more people. That's a big city. Mm-hmm. Beijing is a bigger city than Shanghai, or no?
I think Shanghai has more population because there's more people.
Yeah, it's like New York. Yeah, Shanghai, I've been to that in Beijing. It was cool. Shanghai looked amazing. I was like, damn.
Oh, it's like a future.
Yeah, futuristic. It was cool as shit. That tower, that was dope.
Yeah. I think it's so hard for you to teach me impressions. I feel like I'm a broken parrot.
So I mean, maybe I don't know. Maybe it could be the accent. You have your accent. You have your accent. Maybe that could be interrupting it, right?
Interrupting
maybe.
It.
I don't know if it's maybe interrupting it. See, like It's like oh, but your voice is not as deep as mine. It was that. So you're coming. You're gonna be working on. You're gonna be coming with me on to Ontario. When is this showing?
We can release it to. There's a kitty cat. We can release next week.
Okay.
Next week. We'll be 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. So what's been
she's sitting, her asshole is on my shirt.
What's been happening? What's been happening in general? Like, you know what I mean? How's the work going? What's going
it's
on?
It's great. I just went back from Texas.
Okay, how was that?
I told you it's fully packed Friday and Wednesday and Thursday in Dallas and Houston. People were happy to be there.
Yes.
I was able to rework a lot of jokes, adding more things and updating them, make sure they are the best I can do. And the people were just so lovely. And then after the meet and greet, I saw you on the wall and I insisted to move me next to you.
Yes.
And I don't know if they've done that. I just said, remove people so I can be next to Godfrey.
Well, good.
Yeah,
I'm
was
glad.
Demanding like a little bitch. And Cap City was great in Austin. Cap City
is great.
Really,
club.
Really fabulous.
Austin's a great comedy town.
Yes.
It's amazing. Fantastic.
I did a showcase at Mothership and I'm getting.
Yeah, she has passed it to Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Comedy Club.
That's
the
right.
Mothership. And did they make you perform? And that's how you passed?
I showcased. I didn't hear the word passed, but then Adam said, I'm going to start you with Monday and Sunday slots. And start from there. And then let me know when you're back to town. I'm coming back in August, our headline, Sunset Strip.
Okay.
And then on Friday, which is great. On Saturday, I think. Saturday, 7 p.m., which is good. I like Saturday, obviously. It's better than Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what's up. You're making your rounds.
Went to
you're
North Carolina.
Uh huh.
People are amazing there in Charlotte and Raleigh.
Oh, okay.
That's Charlotte's such a like girl name, right? Charlotte.
Charlotte, yeah.
Name.
Charlotte. Charlotte is a girl's name. Charlotte.
It's also a pretty city.
It's a pretty
really
city.
Pretty.
North Carolina,
beautiful
Charlotte.
Beautiful people
Raleigh.
There.
Yes. A lot of good comedy towns, man.
It's
every
great.
Once in a while, you'll get the ugh. Some of the other ones are like, ugh, shit. But there's a lot of good comedy towns because they need comedy. They need it badly. There's some towns that are bad. They don't have shit else to do. They should be packing these comedy clubs. You shouldn't even have to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
The shit, I think most comedy clubs should be packed. Mm-hmm. As much as comedy's in demand, why, you know what I mean? But sometimes now it's a big popularity contest. You should just be able to go to the comedy club because it's just the reputation of the comedy club.
Yes, there's great clubs.
Yes, a lot of them are great.
I took the train, go to Charlotte, Biz Mario from Charlotte to Raleigh. I feel like I'm a comedian on the road. The train station in Charlotte was kind of crazy. It looked like the 60s in China.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yes.
It's, there's like, they have what do you call it? It's very great. It's called Buffalo Soldiers.
Buffalo
Soldiers.
The black soldiers.
It was amazing. I was, because in the train station, it was an old train station, they have all the Buffalo Soldiers, their outfit and the history.
Where is this at?
Charlotte train station.
Wow.
Railway station. I mean, it was a phenomenon to see. And you can see the gun displayed. And also, like, their case is like a really thin glass.
Ooh.
Like, you can feel like that's like the 60s. You
that's
can actually
the
see the
history.
Real
that's the
real cool things.
American history.
Yeah, American history. And I was reading the history of the
Buffalo
soldiers.
Yeah,
and
it's real.
One of the sergeant, Buffalo sergeant, and with his lady. And she's a beautiful black woman.
Yes.
In her fur, sitting on the thing. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. And when was it? It's like they fought with the Indians, right?
Buffalo soldiers.
Indians
fought.
Respect them so much because they are so badass.
The Buffalo, yeah, and that's the thing. And Bob Marley sang about that. Buffalo soldier, born in America. Yo, yo, yo. Whoa, whoa, yo, yo. Yo, 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 yo. Buffalo soldier. He'd say, and when you know, when you were little, you're Bob Marley singing Buffalo soldier. You didn't really understand. And mm-hmm. then you go, oh, that's what the Buffalo soldier
yes.
was. Yeah, they were black soldiers that did a lot. They saved a lot of people.
Yeah.
They fought a lot of wars. And they try not to give people credit for it.
Yeah, they try not to give them credit. And I was looking at all over the history. I'm just so happy. It's at the train station. And
yeah,
I was
go for good for Charlotte. Good for Charlotte.
Very fascinated
for that.
By it.
Buffalo versus
Buffalo soldiers.
Buffalo soldiers. I will even
yeah.
see with the Buffalo.
See?
American Plains Indians who fought against these soldiers referred to the black cavalry troops as buffalo soldiers because of their dark curly hair, which resembled a buffalo's coat, and because of their fierce nature of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
The nickname soon became synonymous with all African-American regiments formed in 1866. You yes. know what a regiment is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
And also, like, it's the Buffalo Soldier is also like the Indians, like the term they describe is like they respect those soldiers because they yeah. are so fierce. They
give yeah, them. That's cool. Yeah,
and I read I was just standing there reading all the history, and I saw it's crazy how those precious items are displayed in this wooden case with like a thin layer of glass, like it's like a very thin glass. I'm like, oh, yeah. what happens? People steal these because they are so precious. All their hat and the water
cool,
bottle
man.
They use, and their sword and all their guns too.
Yeah,
Buffalo they were so soldiers. Cool.
Buffalo soldiers. Yeah, that's important. People need to know about that.
Yeah, and that's why I feel like you know, like it's African American. Such a huge part of American history.
It's
and
American
you,
history. That's,
yeah, it's American
the thing
history.
Is just, it's American history. It's
yeah,
American.
It's beautiful. I'm like,
period.
I'm in the heart of America and
yes.
standing there looking at, you know, this land celebrating their people. Not
yeah.
even their black people. Just their
yeah,
American people.
It's American
people. The American
they,
people.
They like to separate it because they yeah. want to separating us all the time.
But
not if
I see it, I'm like, oh, the Americans... like who are here at Charlotte, they fall here. The Indians call them a buffalo soldier. For me,
yeah.
I wasn't even thinking the black Americans. For me, I'm
yeah.
like, those soldiers,
yeah.
they have those cool names. It's like
yep.
so fascinating. You know, it make amazing TV. Imagine like the buffalo soldiers.
Well, that would be awesome. Yeah. You know, they're trying.
And the lady, like back then, she, like the sergeant's lady, this beautiful black woman, she's like, she's in her fur. She looks so beautiful and glamorous all the way up. I'm just like, why are people still giving black women shit? Like they were, and also Queen Charlotte, like the black
yeah,
queen.
Yeah, Queen Charlotte. Oh, you
it
saw
was,
it? You were watching it?
I mean, I know her. I watched the first one.
Yes.
I didn't watch the one about her, which is obviously
yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, like that's a black queen from, oh my God, thousands of years ago.
Times, yeah.
And still people are giving women of color such a hard time separating them. It's just really
That's
funny.
Why they need to learn that. They need to learn it and learn the history.
Yeah.
And why they, you know.
Yeah, all Americans built this country.
Yes.
Hmm. I was like, oh my God. The Chinese in me, I'm like, I really want to steal this rifle, like just take it, because I don't think those people are watching.
Right,
it's the train people; they're just busy. I'm like, if Mario blocked me, I can really just open the case and take that rifle. But I didn't do it. Obviously, it's not legal. But I was like,
yes.
if I have this in my house, oh my God, I can just put it somewhere. It's gonna be worth so much money. But then I'm like, you can't do that.
But do they ever talk about when the Chinese came to America? It was
beautiful, right?
1700 or 1800?
1700 in San Francisco.
San Francisco, that's when you came, right?
We came to build the railway, but they won't let the woman
yep.
to come.
They didn't let the women come.
Because they don't want America to be repopulated by yellow people, like Chinese people. We look like aliens. They don't think we are American. So they won't let their women to come. So all the Chinese men,
mm-hmm.
they are viewed as those weird group of people because they are only men. They can't have families. because like Mayflower, whatever, you come, you bring your family. But the Chinese men, it wasn't like the Chinese women are the first group of people, like America has this law to forbid them to come to America. So the Chinese men cannot bring their wives with them. So they are just a group of like hyenas walking around. The only men cannot have family. They just send the money back home. So because they can't have their woman, so they eventually have to move back after they make the money to go back to China because they don't belong here. You don't have your woman. You don't have your children. You know, you don't belong to America.
So they treated them really horribly.
Very horribly.
So you would think that the Chinese, as horribly as they've been treated, that when they come in confrontation with African Americans, it's not always great. Why is that?
I feel like the Chinese, in Chinese culture, we were just like in Chinese culture, Confucius culture, like in American culture, we say like you have to just like pop up, you have to be on the top in order to make it, right? In Chinese culture, we say 枪打出头鸟, like the gun, the barrel is only aiming at the bird who is on the top.
Okay.
To not speak out, to just do things, and whenever people confront you, say anything, you just kind of like you don't confront them, right. Just like focus on your thing and work hard, right. And make money, and so you can take care of yourself. But it's not the case when it's in America, because people don't think Chinese people belong here. And with the COVID, people hate us more. People hate Japanese and Korean because they thought they are Chinese, to be honest.
So people didn't want you guys here?
No. Because the way we look, like Americans don't think Asian people belongs to America.
Mm.
We are good at building railways, good at a lot of things, but they just didn't want Chinese Americans to stay.
Yeah.
So they just basically didn't allow the woman to come.
Oh, okay.
So they can't build families. But later on, there's the same thing after the war, you know, they moved the Japanese people across America.
Oh, yeah.
It was very brutal.
Put them in camps and stuff like that.
The Japanese people, yeah.
Yeah. You would think that, man, black people and Asian people would really be like that.
Yeah.
More unified, knowing the history of what, you know, the powers that be did to them.
Yes.
But they don't act like they act like they're equal to the whites sometimes.
Yes, and it really, I studied a lot of American world history, American history as well. But I remember reading like when I think the slaves, they were afraid to join the war after the war, and they fought for this country.
Oh
they
yeah,
lost their life, and when they come back, they have to be confronted that slavery should still be legal.
Yep,
after they fought for this country,
I know
how like.
Yeah,
it's so shocking because in China, people hate you because you are poor or you are disabled.
Oh, okay.
They don't hate you because your skin color, because you are a different race. Because there's only one race in China.
Okay,
like Chinese people. Like so, the Chinese people in mainland China, they don't understand in America. People don't like Asians in America because they don't think you belong here, which is a stupid thing. Because for us, like for me as a Chinese person, I see black people and white people in America and Latinos, like they are just American because we say American is a melting pot of culture.
Yeah.
And I just never understand why like African Americans are not getting the same opportunity. I mean,
it's so crazy.
They are the black strong one. Like they you know, the NBA and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
and they
yeah,
are American.
Course,
when I see, like my mom see a black basketball player, like, oh, that's American. Like she see that's an American. Oh,
right,
because you see a lot of American culture is so powerful. Like your music and your sports and I mean, Hollywood movie. When we see a black person on TV playing basketball, that's American. My mom don't say it's African. She say that's American guy. Like my grandma would say that's an American. Americans are playing basketball. Americans are, you know, like then I come to Kentucky, then I have my black girlfriend telling me that she cannot wear the same outfit with that white girl because if she wear it, they think she's a whore. And the white girl wear it, she's a cool girl. I'm like, what are you talking about? Right. Then I just realized that she's telling the truth. She can't wear more makeup because they think she's trying too hard when she's just wearing the same makeup. And she's like, you don't understand. I'm like, you are American. You guys are both American to me. She goes, you will see. Then I'm like, seriously. It just... she's just right, and I hate that she's right. It hurt my feelings so much. I relearned everything I know about America.
Wow.
We didn't know about. That's why people are like, do you think Chinese people hate black people?
Do you think as a whole the Chinese people hate black people, or is it learned? They learn it from when white people say, hey, stay away from those people. Are they trying to be, because that's the thing.
I think... when black people are in China, Chinese people, especially how I feel is like when I go to Kentucky as a yellow person, they never seen a black person, even same with a white person. They never seen them in their life. They just like, can I touch you? Wow, so smooth. Can I have a photo with you, please? It's like even with white people, like they're like, your hair is curly, huh? And take a photo. But like the whole motion of like whole notion of like Asians hate black people, it's not true.
It's not true as far as the whole.
No, but how media perceive black people as dangerous and
so they believe that
because the media feed the information. Like when I go to Kentucky, I realize that the Kentucky people who live in Kentucky, they don't hate me. They just like, oh, like your skin's yellow, and then they're like, oh, you speak different language. You are so good at math, but they don't see me as like you are a yellow disgusting garbage. They never seen somebody like me, and we build a general friendships. Me with some people who literally have never seen a Asian person who don't see me as disgusting. But then like media told them the Chinese people bring this disgusting disease because they eat bat to bring this to America. They are disgusting.
Yeah, so, they made it up. Yeah,
they come here to steal our jobs and they bring the disease.
But some Chinese places, well, I've seen some footage where they literally are eating rats. Some are eating dogs. Is that stuff true?
There is people. There's places people eat dogs in southern part of China, in Korea, in a lot of Asian countries.
Yeah,
which. Now there's the Yulin Dog Festival.
What's it's that?
Yulin is a city. Yulin is a city.
What's it's the
a
dog festival?
Dog festival is the dog meat festival. That they just gonna sell all kind of dog meat and barbecue all the dog meats and that kind of like culture exists. But all of the younger Chinese generation kids, they would raise a lot of money to go to Yulin and rescue all the dogs and get them in the van and move them to safe places for adoption. Wow. So there is a war between the older traditions of people think a dog as just meat.
Yeah.
They think that dogs are cow.
Or like cow is sacred?
Yeah, they are cow. No, not sacred. Like meat, like pork.
Oh, wow.
Pig. It's just a dog. But the younger generations that know dog as man's best friend, they would... just like they would get in fights, they would cry, they would beg them, they would try to raise money to go there because you can't change that. So the rich, some Chinese celebrities, the movie stars and the rich billionaires, they cannot stop it. So they buy the dog meat before they kill them. Like the dogs are all in like a display, chained up, and then they would buy all the dogs.
Wow.
How much do you sell the whole dog? How much money do you make? Like, okay, $200. I'll give you $300. I want to buy the dog before you kill it.
Oh, wow.
So I can have the dog alive. And then they would take the dog and adopt them, send them to adoption centers. So that's like a whole war. Now
that's
the
China.
Dog festival is canceled.
Which festival?
This dog festival is canceled.
Oh,
because
yeah.
People are like... getting too angry at it. The younger Chinese generation.
Yeah.
China... I mean, like in the 50s, like there's war, like a civil war. People were dying. There's no food.
Yeah.
But in the 50s, America, there's, you guys live the best life. In America, is already, you have everything. So people coming from surviving, being enough, having enough food to eat, to survive, to understanding dog is your best friend. It's coming a long way for people to understand that. Like my mom, my dog pees in my house. She just literally chained the dog up on a tree. I'm like, mom.
Wow.
In America, they are going, this is animal cruelty, and they're going to take a dog from me. I'm also like, I am a influencer, and I'm gonna, somebody took a photo of Jiayin Summers chained the dog on the wall, on the tree.
You're in trouble.
It's just a dog. My mom was like, it's a dog. Give it
they
to your neighbor.
They will defend a dog before a person. Yeah. They love their dogs more than people.
So the panda was outside for 2 minutes, and Winston now, she's like, Nana, you can't chain panda by the tree because panda is sad. My mom started laughing. She has a hyena laugh. She goes, ha, 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 ha. Like, give it to your neighbor. Do your neighbor want it? Your neighbor likes this dog. I'm like, mom, it's my dog. Just give it to your neighbor. It's too small.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I got, I think I had another, did I have another impersonation? No. Jason Statham? No. Can you do a British accent at all?
I would love to do it.
Okay. Hello.
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 Hello, love.
Hello, love.
Oh, no, wait. Go on. Do it again.
Hello, love.
Hello, love.
Hello, love.
Ah, okay. What are you doing?
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 What are you doing? What are you doing?
Doing.
Doing.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Or, you have the audacity.
You have the audacity.
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 Capacity.
Capacity.
Audacity.
Audacity.
Capacity.
Capacity.
Yo, listen, bruv.
You, listen, bruv.
Listen, bruv.
Listen, bruv.
Listen, bruv.
Listen, bruv.
I'm from Birmingham.
I'm from Birmingham.
From Birmingham.
From Birmingham.
Ah, see, you got it.
I'm pretty good.
All right.
British accent.
Yes. Here's a Jason Statham. Ready?
Okay.
My name is the transporter.
My name is the transporter. My name is the transporter.
I'm a transporter.
I'm a transporter.
This is what I do.
This is what I do.
Okay, let's see. Do you like my movies?
Do you like my movies?
Yeah. Do you like my movies?
Do you like my movies?
What the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing?
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Not really, but
that's good. That's good. Do you eventually want? Do you think you would be ready? I'm just asking. If someone said you're ready for an hour special, would you be actually ready?
I want 6 more months.
6 more months.
I can do it, but it's not what I want to put out. I wanted to work like a Nazi Chinese slave soldier for 6 more months, and aiming to tape it on January. I signed a contract with Amazon Orange, though.
Oh, that's right.
But I don't think you're ready.
I mean, I'm doing it
every month, every day. I've been doing it on stage.
Okay.
But
oh, your hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been doing hour when I'm touring, but I don't think I'm there. And I think it's a great opportunity to work with you for this weekend. And so I want you to see me also watching you for like live. Like for that.
She's going to be on the road with me.
Yeah. To watch you live for 3 days straight, 4 days, I think it's going to really become a big part of, like, for me to be inspired.
Yes.
To watch you live.
Yes. I mean, your crowds, I don't know, do you have a, have you been talking about it? You coming to Ontario?
Yes, I'm gonna do stories today.
Okay.
On my phone.
And stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So what's your crowd? Is it mainly mixed?
Mixed.
Mixed crowd, right? Yeah. So yeah mine's too.
Very mixed.
Mine's too. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. How come you don't have foot? No. You post regular stuff on yours.
Yeah.
You don't post crowd work at all. Really?
No, I don't do a lot of crowd work. I don't do a lot of them. I have them. I should post more maybe because it doesn't really eat your material. I can post more. I have a lot of it. I will just stop posting more. I feel like the more I am on stage, the more I know I need to be on stage more.
Right.
It's just like And watching, I think you did the Jiayin and Friends show at the Improv, the lab. Oh my God.
I did.
It was, yeah, it's the people were just screaming. It was amazing, unreal to see when you are there. It's a different.
Really?
Vibration. It's like an alien just invaded. Yeah, the energy. Doesn't matter what you were saying. You were saying like you guys suck to them because their energy sucked before
yeah,
you come out.
Yeah.
And they loved it. They were screaming. You're talking about the other crowd was so good, and they sucked. And they fucking loved it. You just got on.
What did I say? What is it?
You just got on, and it just became a different world. It was amazing to see. I mean, I see you all the time at the Saturday, whenever I'm there, I would watch you. But like, actually, sitting there seeing you every day, I think it's going to really change myself for better to watch your work.
Well, that's good.
I'm very excited.
Excited.
I'm asking for your critique because you can actually watch me to do 25 minutes, which is.
And sometimes I have to be honest. Sometimes I don't watch people on stage. You know, you're moving around, you're walking mm-hmm. around, so I have to be conscious and go, well, let me watch.
Yeah, but we have a lot of shows. You don't have to watch.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm always like walking around, or I'm not even paying attention. I'm just minding my business.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm so used
one.
To do that.
We have a lot of.
Yeah, I have to watch at least one. I have to watch at least one.
Yeah, I can't watch myself tape. I should learn to watch it.
Oh, I hate watching myself.
I can't watch myself on
tape. I hate watching myself, even though if it's like, oh, you did really good in this film or whatever, I go, I can't even watch my stand-up.
I can't watch myself.
It's tough. Why can't you watch yourself?
Because I think it's tough. I lost myself, and I couldn't look at myself. I just don't think. I just always think I could done better, even though I did great. I still just feel like, if you just did this, you'd be so much better. But you didn't, so I can't watch myself. I can only remember what I did and go on stage again and do better. But I couldn't watch myself. I feel disgusted by myself.
I thought she would be the one that would just watch herself.
Mario would do homework. He would literally watch himself. He write notes why it's not perfect.
Well, that's good.
He's good. That's what Joe List.
That's how you're supposed to do it. You say
Joe List does that too.
Joe List, yeah.
He told me he watched himself. That's why he think it helps a lot.
Of course.
I just don't think I can bring myself to it.
The reason why you watch yourself, because it's like you become an audience member of yourself.
Yeah.
And like sometimes when you're on stage and someone goes, hey, man, I got a really good tag for that joke, because they're observing. So that's why if you put yourself in that situation, you can critique yourself and go, hey, I got a better joke for that. Mm-hmm. That's why people watch themselves. But sometimes
it's like, hard for me, though.
Yeah.
Do you do it?
Oh, I've been doing it. I mean, I've been trying. Do I watch myself?
Yeah.
I've been trying to watch myself. I try to, especially posting clips and stuff like that.
I only watch clips, but I can't watch.
I try
the whole
to
time.
Watch myself, watch my hours, so I can see how it's going.
Oh, okay,
go.
I should do it.
I need to do it. Sometimes I'm on stage for so long, I go, damn it, I talk too much. I have to give
People
myself the light.
People love everything you say. People love bogus, everything
man.
You say.
Yeah, but
they
yeah.
came there to watch you.
I need to do that because it does help you get better. You might be able to add better stuff to the
yeah,
jokes
sure. I'm gonna
stuff
learn
like that.
To do it. I hate myself and I can't stand my accent and I don't understand. I understand why my mom don't like me. And I'm like, oh, you suck. But then, you know, I need to love myself more and be able to watch it.
Do some Chinese people think that you're like embarrassing Chinese people sometimes?
Yes, they said that we would prefer a Chinese person with a better accent to be in your position.
With a better accent?
Like a less thick accent to be in my position. They're like, you are more popular than you deserve because your accent is so bad. You bring shame to us and German Mao. I mean, mainly to them, but.
Oh, man.
It's such like a, and the Chinese people would say the worst thing to me, which hurt me so much because I guess I speak Chinese.
Yeah,
so Americans,
they don't think, they think you're faking that Chinese accent?
The Chinese people think my accent is real and they are disgusted and embarrassed. American people think my accent is fake and I'm using it for this persona.
Wow.
So I guess the Chinese comments hurt me more because that's my native language.
Yeah.
And when they say something like she is.
And you read the comments and they're like, yo.
Especially when it's Chinese, like she needs to lose more weight and she's bringing shame to us because her accent is so thick and she should spend more time on her speech. And the American people are like, oh my God, Jiayin and her fake accent, when is going to be the end of her fake accent? I'm just like, oh God.
So does it depress you? Or does it depress you? Or no, you just does go, it, oh, well, that's who gives a fuck.
I don't care. I just feel like I just need to write more and get my joke better and just be better at what I do. That's what I do.
Because it's not like that one girl that's in trouble, that's still in trouble. Did we bring her up at all? No.
Jocelyn.
Yeah, Jocelyn. Yeah. Her people or her government that she, wherever she's from, is Malaysia. Malaysia?
Malaysia.
She's Chinese Malaysian?
She's Malaysian.
Oh, they want her ass.
It's so scary. Interpol?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. They want her ass.
Interpol? Like, yes. Is she getting security in New York?
I have no idea. I haven't seen her. I don't really... I'm not always on the same shows as here. She probably goes really early on stage.
Yes. I met her a few times. She's a sweetie pie. Yeah. And I know she's at the theater a lot. And I have one of my fans send me this news article about the Malaysian Interpol is searching for her over that joke. It's really scary.
That's some scary stuff because there's people, they got prime Malaysians in New York City. Mm-hmm. You never know. That's
so they're going to arrest her?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why, like, I would never, ever do stand up in China.
Really? Oof.
I can't do it.
They probably have so many restrictions.
Even TikTok hates me. Imagine Douyin. Douyin is TikTok in Chinese.
Douyin?
Douyin, yeah.
Douyin is what?
TikTok in Chinese.
Douyin?
Yes, because Douyin started in China. Then they make a TikTok for American, Douyin? For the West market.
Douyin?
Douyin. Douyin means bad dance.
Break dance?
ByteDance.
ByteDance.
ByteDance owns TikTok. It's a company. ByteDance. Like the moving, like a bite dancing.
Oh, like a bite? What's
it? BYTE. Bite.
Oh, bite.
ByteDancing. ByteDance is the company who owns TikTok.
Oh.
And that's what Douyin means. Douyin is the TikTok in China because Douyin is from China.
Douyin. Yeah. Douyin. You know the CEO? What's that guy's name?
I forgot his name. Douyin. It's hilarious.
Douyin. Doing.
I think they should hire me as a white glove for the CEO to give money to American government. Mm. I can just like totally get it done. Like they should just hire me and I'll just be the white glove to give all the money to the American government so the Douyin is not in any trouble. Mm. Did you watch Succession?
What?
Succession.
No. What? Oh, is that family?
Yeah, HBO, the TV show.
Is it really good?
Oh my God. It's one of the best shows I've ever watched.
Is it like an evil family type?
Very evil.
Succession. It's been on, what is it? How many seasons? It's 4 or 5 seasons?
It's 4 seasons. It's the finale. It's done.
Oh, I got to see it then. I heard it's really good.
It's one of the best written show ever.
Succession. Why did you bring that up?
Because I was thinking about in Succession, it's about a media conglomerate and how things work in America is you brag, you know, you make a deal. You just make a deal with the government, with the president, with the next president. It's basically about Murdoch, Fox News. And
Murdoch.
Yeah, Royko is.
What happened to that rich Chinese dude? That dude, they can't find him. He's missing.
He is.
You know what I'm talking about?
Alibaba.
Yes.
Jack Ma.
That guy.
Jack Ma becomes so powerful. Like he became so powerful. He got so loved by the people. And they just decided that he should not have that kind of influence. And
really?
Because he's like a silly. He's like a people's billionaire. You know, he's like, he did a movie with Jackie Chan. And he's like, he wanted to be a star. He did a singing song with the biggest movies. Like he just wanted too much attention. And then he's getting so much influence. So
really?
I think he's in Japan now.
Oh, because somebody
said. But he stepped down.
They said he stepped down. They said he was missing. They said he was missing.
He hasn't been spotted, but he's not dead. I think he's in Japan.
So they snatched him up.
Mm-hmm. He's watching like Succession is scary to see how America works.
Mm.
Like the power, the media, they select who's the next president.
Oh, man.
The money. The people with the money select who's the next president.
Of course.
It's all about make a deal. I just feel like I should be the TikTok CEO's white glove for America. I know how to brab.
No, yes. That's true. Damn.
Damn.
So what... I'm interviewing you. Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
I'm interviewing you. Damn it. Okay. Wait. I was going to say, you know, who's the biggest comedian in China now? Do you know any Chinese comedians though?
Chinese comedy, stand-up comedy is canceled in China last year. I mean, a few months ago. So there's a Chinese comedian. I mean, you know, Zhou Wang, he's a Chinese comedian. He was in the White House correspondent dinner. This guy from Boston with glasses. He's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Sweetie Pie. So when he did a stand-up at the White House, it really brought a lot of pride and joy to China, to mainland.
Yeah.
So stand-up comedy became popular in China 6 years ago. It became a thing. It wasn't a thing. There's no stand-up comedy in China.
Hell no.
So stand-up comedy started, and a lot of new Chinese comedians emerging, and they are pretty good. And then what happened is Xiaoguo Wenhua. I know this guy from Shanghai. He owns Xiaoguo Wenhua, which is like one of the biggest stand-up comedy media company.
Yeah.
They just basically, they produce shows, they make stars, and they do everything. It's like a SNL, but for stand-up. It's a huge thing. But one of the comedian, he made a joke about the People's Army of China. He said the People's Army, they are like hyenas, hungry, desperate, and a walking dog for the government. After that joke, he was canceled, and he cannot be found. And the stand-up comedy is canceled. It's banned.
So no more stand-up in China?
As of now.
Damn.
That's what he said. He didn't say it, but he reflected that. He reflected some people are like hyenas. They are hungry. They listen. Yeah. They are a walking dog of some people.
Wow.
But there's a thing of like the People's Army, when they were very starving, they were eating everything when they were marching over the mountain. So he even said the whole sentence. He reflected something, and that's it.
Damn. That's no joke, man. Being in America, I mean, it's fucked up. America is fucked, but
that's why
you can do what you want. You can express yourself the way you want. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
You can express yourself and nobody's going to take you to jail or find you or make you missing.
But
you
they can put you in TikTok jail or like Instagram jail.
Yeah.
That's the only jail you're going to go.
Yes.
That's great. This country is still one of the greatest country on earth. One of them, because there's a lot of shitty country on earth.
Yeah. So how many videos of your shit gone viral? How many times? You gone viral a lot or
so? I have, on TikTok, I have 1,900 videos, almost 2,000 videos.
Okay.
And I think I have around four views. There's around a billion views combined, like around 600 million, 700 million on TikTok, which I have like at least like, I have 10 or 15 videos gone to 10 million views above. And then like hundreds of videos gone to like 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. But for 10 million level, I have like 50. So that's a lot.
Yes.
But then when I start to talk about the one-child policy stuff, my whole momentum is kind of canceled.
Oh.
I'm just not going the viral I used to go.
Yeah.
I'm just the person they don't like.
Ugh. So they're choosing people who they don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
So they're purposely shutting me down.
They like safe people who's doing safe shit, you know, like shaking and like, hi, what's up? Who are you with? Are you dating? Hi, good night. You know, it's not like somebody talk about real shit. They don't want real shit. Real shit is not popular. I mean, they don't want you to have opinion because as a comedian, you are modern world philosopher.
Yes.
You philosophize. Your job is to philosophize people, to challenge the people who is comfortable. And,
that's right.
And give comfort to the people who is challenged. You are giving power to people who has no power.
That's right.
Take the power away from people who have too much
that's
power.
That's right.
That's the job of comedian.
Yes.
But TikTok don't want people who do that. They want to feed you information. They want you to feel like they don't want you to see things that they want you to see. They don't want you to think. They want you to get fed. It's like giving you a cigarette. They want you to suck on that and die.
Damn.
And be addicted. They don't want you to be like, oh, maybe I can go exercise. Maybe I can go meditate. No, I just feel like they just want to control you. It's like Fox News, you know, they want you, the money goes to what they say to you. They can't have a George Carlin on Fox News tell people, people want to fuck you. Listen, like, you know, they don't want that. They were like, they want to tell you the thing.
Do you watch that old stuff? Do you watch some of the old comedy and stuff?
I watched his, I read all his books, George Carlin.
Oh, look at you.
I read all his books and I read his brother, Patrick,
Yeah.
voiced over.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like him. It makes me want to cry because Patrick has the same voice.
Same voice, yeah.
He didn't do comedy, but he had the same voice.
You did the audio, huh?
Yeah. Nice. It makes me want to cry. I listened to it 3 times already because there's something I'm missing. I want to learn his journey in comedy, and I was very empowered by that because of his daughter. He had to go on a little more.
Yes.
And he had many problems because he didn't know how to manage them. He had to do it more because he had to do it more.
The maybe drugs,
how great
too.
He is, the drugs.
Like that, yeah.
I mean, how great he is. And also, all his shows never took off and he was on the road more. And that's why we didn't lose the great George Carlin to a TV star.
Yes.
Because he can do some stupid TV, but he didn't do it. It didn't happen as much as for him. And he did some, obviously. But that's why the world didn't put him to TV, so we can have him.
So, yeah, look at he that. People don't even realize that you're
yeah,
this
I'm
big,
a comedy mafia. I learn everything.
You're a big fan of the history. That's great, because they just think you just go, shit, listen, bitch, fuck you. Yeah. But you know
Mama
this shit.
Mabley.
Mom's Mabley.
Mom's Mabley. She's one of the greatest powerhouses because when it's so sexist, so racist,
yes,
ageist,
yes,
she's an older. She when she was a younger woman, she played older lady, and because how fucking powerful this woman is, her charisma, her power, her delivery, her wisdom.
Yeah.
People ignored everything. Her being black, being a woman, being an older lady with no tits to show. She's not showing that. She has her wit. She just, it just see, you're a star, you're a star.
Yeah.
And no matter what time you were born, you know, it's just, and the Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis Diller. Her.
I love how unapologetic she is.
Yes.
Yeah, I Toby William, like what's her name? Toby, like the Jewish lady who lost her leg. One leg. She was in Vegas a lot. And she wasn't a fan of Joan Rivers.
Oh, I'm a fan of Joan Rivers.
I love Joan Rivers.
Love Joan Rivers.
She's one of the greatest comedians.
Yeah, she's one of the great comedians. Love Joan Rivers.
And she loved you too.
Yes, she was a fan of mine. I saw your photos
and she told me that her talk with you, that was very
sweet. It was really nice of her. Yes.
And the funny thing is some of the greatest comedians, greatest people, some of the biggest talents are the nicest people.
Yes.
It's kind of crazy to see.
It's usually the other ones that are the mean ones.
I heard George Carlin is also a nice guy.
I heard he's nice. I never met him. I saw him live, but I never met him.
Also, Richard Pryor is also like a really sweet guy, nice guy.
I think so.
Yeah, he was. So. I read his biography.
Prior Convictions?
Prior Conviction.
Oh,
and it was amazing. And he says something
reading.
Very famous. You know, this like it doesn't really matter. The only pussy matter is the first one, the last one, the one in the middle.
It's like you have to say, how do I say it? I love to read books.
I love to read books. I love to read books.
Now, how you say it in Chinese?
我喜欢读书. Yeah, perfect. I read all of the books.
我喜欢读书.
Yeah.
我喜欢读书. 我喜欢读书.
喜欢 means like.
喜欢. Mm-hmm. 我喜欢读书.
Yes.
我喜欢读书.
Yes.
我喜欢读书. 我喜欢读书. 我喜欢读书.
I feel like you and I are Lenny Bruce and John Rivers.
我喜欢读书.
Yeah, perfection, right? God? Like Lenny Bruce and Joan Rivers.
Lenny Bruce and Joan Rivers.
Because she was at upstairs and downstairs in Greenwich Village, and she was trying something very new. She was talking about abortion, which is crazy. And the people were like, wow. And then Lenny Bruce was there, and she went back to dressing room, and he wrote a note for her. He said that they were wrong, you were right.
Yes.
And she kept that.
Yes.
And that kept her going. Because nobody was doing what she did.
Hell no.
She was not
a
character.
Woman too?
She was not a character. She was just this Jewish lady with her pearls and like a woman. She's just a woman.
Yeah.
She's a comedian. She's a comedian who happened to be a woman.
Yes, right.
Well, she was.
She's
merciless.
She went through it in the
60s. She's brutal.
Yeah. Man, that's what's up. And that's what you're trying to aspire. Hey, do you know about the triads?
What's that?
It's a Chinese mafia.
Where are they?
Oh, I knew you. I guess in New York, I thought they were all around the world. Chinese mafia. You don't know.
I know that. But I think
mafia?
A different thing. Yeah, of
what
course.
What is? Do you know?
Heibang.
Heibang.
Yeah, heibang means like a gang of black.
Oh.
Black in Chinese means like the mysterious power.
Really.
The gang of black means heibang. I know that. And there's a little Korean mafia too, right? Japanese mafia.
Mm. Yeah. Yakuza.
Mm-hmm.
Yakuza. When I was in Japan, I saw them too. I was like,
they're all in black suits.
Man. And they had the tattoos. And when we were there in Roppongi, this place, Roppongi, where it's like where all the clubs are,
mm-hmm.
a lot of Nigerians there in Japan. And I remember when they came, because they, you know, they run all of it. They run all the clubs and all that other stuff. And we had to turn our backs to the wall. We had to face the wall. They say, turn, don't look at them. When they come by, you just turn to the wall. And they just walk and they look around. And then when they leave, you can go back to what you're doing again.
Wow.
That shit fucked me
up. Do they still exist in modern society?
Yeah.
In Japan? That's crazy.
Yeah. So Chinese heibang, they still around?
I think so. There's heibang. Places heibang. They are still around. Like Li Kai-shing, the most wealthy person in Hong Kong, Li Kai-shing, his son was kidnapped by heibang, like the mafia. They ask for billions of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I still agree.
Yeah, because triads, there were supposed to be triads. I don't know if that's the same thing, but people always tell me about the triads, Chinese mafia. I'm like, whew.
Yeah, I think there's some mafia in San Francisco as well.
Oh, yeah, I think sure. So. It has to be. That's, mm-hmm. That's, yeah. So, I don't know.
You are going to do the improv tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I'm doing improv tonight.
Nice.
I'm turning up. I've been wearing myself out, but I'm going to do the improv tonight. Sometimes you're so tired, you're like,
ew. When you're on stage, you're like,
yeah.
That's you.
Sometimes you're just like, oh. It's exhausting, man. We run. We look at how much you run around. Your two kids. Then yes. You got your mother. Then you got
Yes, I just called the Corky's pest control to kill the spiders in my house.
We have a lot of spiders.
We have some spiders, and they are biting the kids. We have three rodents we found, but I can't have cats because my mom won't let me.
Three rodents of mice
in my backyard. Yeah.
Oh, in the backyard.
They
is
dig
mice?
A hole. Yeah. They.
Oh yeah.
So I'm calling the. And then, like, calling the trash people to take the old couch I don't want from the house that I want to have new couch because it's an old couch. It's like a lot of stupid work, but it's life.
Yeah.
It's life. And exhausting. I appreciate the friendship we have. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
God. I really appreciate our friendship. And yes. Whenever I call you God, my fans, like, she's convinced he's God. Like, the way I say it is like, because when I say Jesus Christ, it's like,
let
God.
Her say it.
God.
Shut up.
Godfrey, we trust.
Yes.
In God we trust.
Godfrey we trust, God, my right. Podcast.
In Godfrey we trust is just fabulous. Like, your fans love me on Godfrey Trump. Like,
yeah, like, they love you. They love you.
Like, she's not afraid of Godfrey. She just like, she just say stupid shit. Your fans are like, love Zhaoying there. Whenever she's there, like, she kind of like, she just like, she say crazy things.
Yeah.
She threw God from his.
But yeah, it gets better and better every time you come. It's great.
I love it so much.
This was fun.
Thank you so much.
Of course. This was fun. We had a long day today.
Long day. Let's
Everything was good.
Let's talk about Mario's outfit after. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about
Thank you so much. Find Godfrey
yes.
on Instagram. Comedian Godfrey.
Comedian Godfrey.
Everywhere else.
Also, you can, on the podcast in Godfrey We Trust, you can go to GodfreyLive.com to buy tickets to where you want to find me around the country. GodfreyLive.com. And do me a favor, leave your email address on the email list. I have an email list on my website. Leave your email address so I can catch you guys, because sometimes I go to your town and you say, I didn't know you were in town. But this time I'll be able to notify people where I'm at, if possible.
Fabulous.
Ah!
Yes. JiaoYingSummers.com. That's my tickets. Tiger MILF tour. I'm coming all over America. Thank you. Buy tickets. So I can feed the children. My son's hungry. My daughter, she's chubby. It's fine. Bye.
Bye.